Behind every big hit.
He will score! And the Twins win it!
And every key strikeout.
Swing and a miss, he got him.
There are a lot of important decisions being made on the diamond and throughout the organization. And now, here's your inside look at your team on Inside Twins.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Inside Twins as we come to you live from just outside the Thomson Reuters Champions Club here at gorgeous Target Field. Twins and the Indians set to wrap up this three-game series here this afternoon. The rubber game of this series coming up at 1:10 Central Time. It'll be Tommy Malone today for the Twins and Carlos Carrasco opposing for Cleveland. I'm Corey Provis. We welcome your questions today. You can reach us in two ways by email, InsideTwins@TwinsBaseball.com, or on Twitter, #InsideTwins. And our guest on the program today is the GM of the Minnesota Twins, as we say good afternoon to Terry Ryan. How are you?
Remember the last time I've been on the show.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's probably been some time. It was before the deadline, yeah, I want to say.
It's been a couple weeks, for sure.
Well, good to see you. As the Twins wrap up this series today, a 500 ball club, Terry. And I think a key game today, considering what's looming next, a tough road trip coming up, three contending teams. Added importance for this one today?
Yeah, I think so. We need to get this series, obviously, and we're going into New York, and then we go down to Baltimore, and then we go to Tampa Bay, and those three are going to be huge as well. But this is about the time of the year that you got to step up and win games, and this is a doable thing for us. Cleveland and our club are somewhat close, but if we want to be in this wild card chase, we certainly have to win games like today.
And Tommy Malone off the DL will make the start today. Was there much consideration for Tommy to go down and start somewhere?
No, I think everybody involved in this, Anil and Paul, I think we decided he's only been out 15 days or so, and he ought to be able to regroup. And, you know, he keeps himself in very good shape and all the stuff that comes on the side, but you know, hopefully we'll be able to get some depth out of him because we've been into that bullpen here quite deep the last couple of days. So it's a game for us that I'm hoping Tommy gives us a chance, and then somebody in that bullpen is going to have to step up as well.
Yeah, a lot of roster moves this week involving the bullpen. We learned of one more last night. We'll get to that momentarily. But first, Tyler Duffy made his home debut last night, gave up only a hit, no runs. He walked five, struck out seven. The breaking ball, Terry, to us upstairs, and I think those who watched it really stood out. Had that been a plus pitch for Tyler all along?
Yeah, it had been. And you look at his minor league numbers, Corey, and they're impressive. I mean, he wins games, and he's out there, and he gives you quality innings and all that stuff. He's a very good competitor. He never walks anybody, and ironically, last night he gave up a bunch of walks, which are unusual for him. But he had the ability to overcome them, and I was surprised. You know, I've seen him pitch a lot in the minor leagues, and he doesn't walk people. And yesterday, I think he had four or five for sure. And ultimately, this guy is finding his way, and it was not good in Toronto. We knew that, but we also knew that he has the capability of being a guy for us up here at some point, sooner rather than later, actually. And he responded last night the way we thought he might. You know, we didn't want to have that thing in Toronto get in our way of our evaluation. This guy's a pretty good pitcher.
We knew for a while that Saturday start, somebody had to go. There was a possibility, even this time last week, that it could have been a bullpen day. But when did you settle on Duffy to make that start, and why?
Well, we settled on it as soon as we found out Hughes wasn't going to be able to make it. So then we looked at the rotation at AAA, and we wanted to get a starting pitcher. We didn't want to use a bullpen day. So we found out Hughes is probably going to have maybe to skip a start at least. And Duffy was pitching that particular night, and we called out there and told them to hold him to about 60 or 70 pitches. They did. I think he threw 69 on a one-hitter. So it worked out. He only had 3 days rest, and Paul and Neil did a good job yesterday of getting as much as we could and then getting the pen in there. But it was early last week that we decided to bring Duffy up.
And was there much debate about Tyler making that call? Did you guys go through some other names? Barrios' name came up a lot during the week,
yeah,
Terry.
Yeah, it did. But Duffy's been better than Barrios, Corey. It's as simple as that. If you look at numbers, he's been better, and he's got more experience at AAA, certainly, and he's been around a little bit, and you know, we just decided that he was probably more suited or prepared to come up here and give us a start, and that's why we brought him up against Toronto. You know, he has better numbers. If you want to grind numbers out like a lot of people do, go look at him. Duffy's just been better.
And you told the media before the game, Barrios' name came up, and it seems to come up almost every 5 days, that September is not a given. This is not necessarily going to be a lock, that innings and the amount of innings that this young man has garnered this year are adding up, and so you guys are keeping that in mind as you kind of ponder September.
That's accurate. We're looking in. There's nothing given for anybody down in the minor leagues. They need to earn that promotion, and obviously he's had a good year. There's no questioning that. But it is a question of whether or not he's going to be, his innings are going to cooperate and all that other stuff that comes with monitoring a 21-year-old kid that we have high hopes for in the future.
Getting back to Duffy for a moment, did you know going into that start that, okay, if he throws well, that he could stay in the rotation, another roster move could be made, a bullpen move could be made? Did he prove it to you last night that, hey, I'm here to stay for a bit longer?
Well, he threw the ball the way we were hoping last night, and we had a decision to make. And this allows us to move May back into that bullpen, and he's done a very good job out there. It sets up our pitching staff better than if we'd have kept Tonkin and gone with that approach. Now, it was in discussion prior to last night's game. All right, what are we going to do? So we watched it, and Duffy threw a good game. We kept him. He's going to go in the rotation, and we're going to end up putting May in the bullpen, and we'll see how that works. Of course, Hughes is only going to be out, I'm pretty sure, 15 days.
So Trevor May back in the bullpen. We'll take a break. When we come back, we know May's in the bullpen for now, but will he be in the pen for quite some time, possibly 2016? We'll dive into that and more next when Inside Twins continues on your home for Twins baseball.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back. Inside Twins continues. Twins and the Indians coming up at 1:10. This program takes you up to Chris Atterbury, the pregame show at 12:30 Central Time. Terry, let's get back to Trevor May. And as we learned last night, he is going back into the bullpen. The role that he has now, is this a long-term role, or does Trevor May still position to be a starter as you examine 2016?
Yeah, I think he'll be in that rotation mix here as we move forward, Corey. Just right now, with the present-day team and the present-day situation, he can help us maybe more out there. And if Duffy responds, obviously it'll be dependent on Duffy and Hughes coming back and so forth. But he did so well in that seventh, eighth inning situation when he got an opportunity that it kind of sets us up a little better than we would if we went a different direction. So we're going to try it. And I still think Trevor May has got a chance to be one of those 200-inning guys in the rotation here in the distant future.
And you've seen the numbers, too. The bullpen as a whole has struggled to strike out opposing teams. Because he has that makeup, is that an asset that the bullpen needs as well?
That's a nice piece, and you like to have those types of guys coming out of there in about the seventh or eighth. And, you know, we've been missing a little bit of that for a while now, and he provides that. Now, you know, once again, we're going to get into some very big games here as we move into the month of September, and we'll see if it continues for him. But he's done a pretty nice job out there.
As the pressure kind of amps up, the competition amps up, and you look ahead to possible postseason play, are you anxious to see how a guy like Ryan O'Rourke responds in a tight spot if he comes in to face a left-handed batter?
I am, and he's done nothing but impress to this point, and it's been almost amazing. He somehow gets it done, and it's not velocity-oriented. We know that. It's not power on his slider. We see that. We see the readings. He's kind of like Rosario, Corey. He just doesn't seem to have much fear. Here it is, and I'm getting a chance. I better do something with it. He's been in the minor leagues forever. And if I'm him, I'm going to do the same thing. I don't want to go back. He's been down there a long time. He started at AA this year, the same with Duffy, in fact. So there's a couple people here that have had an opportunity given to them because they've done the things down in the minor leagues we want. And they keep getting it done here, so we haven't really blinked. Paul's put him in some tough spots already, and I think that he's responded.
Blaine Boyer's name came up briefly in our first segment. He is on the disabled list. When did those symptoms to his elbow, to his forearm, start to show themselves?
I think a couple days before we put him on, he started to talk about his elbow or forearm or combination. And the right thing to do is to make sure we take care of it before it develops into something more serious. So we put him on, and We can afford that right now, but it's something that obviously when he and Hughes come off, that would be helpful.
As we kind of shift gears now to the offense, and Eddie Rosario's name is, I think, a good place to start. His home splits have been tremendous all year. He's doing it all at home, hitting the defense. The defense he has played, forget the bat for a moment. Has that been what you thought it would be, the accuracy, the arm strength that has really stood out for a while now?
I'm not sure I knew the accuracy, but the arm strength has always been there, and his ability to play defense, you know, I've stated many times, he can play center field. You know, it's not a question Usually if a guy can play center, he can play the corners, and he's shown that as well. He's had a gaffe or two here or there in the right field. He misplayed a ball a while back, but for the most part, he has been a force defensively with that arm, and he can go get a ball. He's shown that. He's ranged right or left, and it's been a very pleasant piece to this club. Our defense has really improved, and he's a big piece of that defense.
Aaron Hicks as well in center field, and maybe misread a ball the other day in the Texas game before things got out of hand. But Hicks' defense, is he taking better routes? And his speed can make up for maybe some poor routes initially.
Yeah, and he's been solid. He's pretty talented. And defensively, he's always been a guy that you didn't have to worry too much about out there, even when he was very, very young, which was 2 years ago. But that play the other night, he really got fooled. And that I don't know if he is embarrassed, but that was a tough play. And I wasn't used to seeing that out of him. That was just a play that I thought he'd normally make, and he normally does, and he didn't. But for the most part, his routes are good, his jumps, his ability to read and know the opposition and counts and all that stuff that come with a little bit more experience. He's been pretty good. And he makes a throw here or there that you question, but for the most part, he's been pretty good as well.
I said the misplay came on Thursday. That was the game here, actually, on Friday, opposite Corey Kluber in game one of this series. What about his at-bats? Put the numbers aside for a moment. Has something clicked as you look back on Hicks, and you've seen him a long time at various levels?
Yeah, I just think he's swinging at strikes. He's not going so deep in counts. When he gets a ball that's a pitch that it looks like he can handle, he's at least taking a pass at it. And he's not 0-2 like he always seemed he was when he a year or two ago. And I'm sure his confidence has grown as his success has started to develop. But for the most part, he seems like a different guy mentally. There's no doubt that he looks like he fits here. All of a sudden, he's not just an extra piece. And, I'm sure that confidence level rises up when all of a sudden he starts contributing. He's been a member of this club. He's contributing. He's driving in a run here or there. He's taking a good at bat here or there, and we're not asking for too much out of him. All he has to do is swing at strikes. He's probably going to succeed because he's very athletic. He's strong, and he's got the ability to drive a baseball. It's not like he's a banjo hitter. This guy can hit a ball out in the seats. I don't expect him to be that guy right now, but eventually he's probably going to hit for some power.
And because he's getting on base more, the on-base percentage is climbing, but the stolen base numbers are not. He's been stuck at 9. Dozier, Rosario, all three guys have been stuck at 9 for quite some time.
I've heard Paul talk about that, Corey. He's disappointed in that output. We've got some team speed here, and it seems like we ought to be able to steal more, and I know that is something that Paul has stressed, and it hasn't happened to the extent where he is hoping. But it will. Most of those guys are younger players. Dozier's, been around a little longer. But Dozier doesn't have the type of speed that Hicks and some of these people have. He picks his spots. And eventually those guys learn and get comfortable, and they'll get better at it. But right now it hasn't happened.
I will take a break. More to come with Terry Ryan next. Inside Twins continues live from Target Field in your home for Twins baseball. Inside Twins continues. Twins and the Indians coming up at 1:10 Central Time. It'll be Malone 5-3. Carrasco going for the Tribe. Carrasco having a fine year. He's won 11 games, striking out a ton of batters. Tommy Malone, his first start in a couple of weeks. He will go today for the Twins. We touched on some of the outfield, Terry, in our prior segment. What about the guy in right field? Hunter's fighting it a bit right now. And Molitor's been honest about, trying to find days to give him a breather here and there, and he's going to get one more today.
Yeah, he is going to get a day, and, that's bound to happen. He had a very good first half, and now he's starting to struggle some. And I'm guessing he's pressing a little bit too, Corey, but you never know it. He's going to give you an effort, and there's going to be a stretch that he's going to go through, and he's in it right now where it doesn't happen, but he'll find his way. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he wants to do. He's you know, a major contributor to the first half success of this club, and hopefully we'll get it back and we can get him going again. But I don't think it's unusual for this to happen.
18 home runs already, surpassing what he did last year with the Tigers a year ago. Joe Mauer DHs today, but yesterday's ballgame, and Danny and I don't think, we touched on this a little bit, but we probably could have gone deeper about Mauer's defense and the improved defense at first base, all the work he's put in with Tom Kelly at Tom Kelly Field in spring training. Defensively, how far has he progressed in the last couple of seasons?
A long way. It seemed like every other ball was going to him yesterday. He made all kinds of putouts, and that was good to see. And, you know, he was diving around the diamond over there and helping the pitchers out and everything that you expect out of the first baseman. It was an impressive day for him defensively. That ball he hit 2 days ago, Corey, was as good a ball as I've seen him hit in a long time. He goes to the second deck. But defensively, he is a guy that takes pride in his defense, and he's doing a good job at it, and it's encouraging to see. We got a pretty good defensive club, and he's another guy that's contributed to that.
And that was a topic that came up every day in spring training about the defense. What about the defense? Will this hurt the team at all this year? Now, to your credit, guys have changed. Personnel has changed as the season has moved along, but the defense, I think of the outfield especially, has been a team strength.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And, you know, you put Rosario out there and you put Hicks out there and you're bound to have a little bit more range and a little bit more coverage out there, and they both throw quite well. So, consequently, the outfield defense has improved tremendously. Plouffe has improved defensively. The second baseman's pretty darn good. The first baseman's good. You know, the shortstop's been inconsistent. We couldn't get Santana going. Now we got Escobar and Nunez out there, and they're okay. It's not like they're a sieve out there at shortstop. They're okay. And for the most part, the team defense here has been solid.
6 days ago, the team had an off day, but a roster move was made, and this garnered a ton of conversation about Byron Buxton activated off the DL, but then using an option to send him down to AAA. Were you surprised at all the feedback and I guess negative attention that you received regarding that move on Monday?
Well, there's a lot of attention to Byron, and I understand that. I thought the right move was to option him because he came up here, and on a small sample, it was a bit of a struggle. And down there right now, he is doing okay. He's getting his hits. We're waiting for him to start developing the knowledge of that strike zone, laying off the balls that are the sliders in the dirt and so forth. And this is probably the right move. I know people don't want to hear that, but it's the right move for the young man's career. And this will do him a lot of good, and he's certainly got the highest ceiling of a lot of players in the game. He can do about everything, but as I mentioned, the bat usually is the last piece in any guy's skill set to show up, and that is the case with Byron. And this isn't going to hurt him, Corey, and losing an option, okay, that seems to be the problem here, losing an option. Well, he's in AAA. I'm not too worried about the options, but I am worried to make sure that the next time he comes up here that he has a few more things figured out.
All right, we'll take our last break, come back, and wrap up Inside Twins next on your home for Twins baseball. Wrapping things up here with Terry Ryan, Inside Twins, as we take you up till 12:30 or so for today's pregame show, then Game 3, Twins and the Indians. Getting back to Buxton for a second. He began at AA with Mankiewicz and now briefly up here and now back at AAA with Quatty. The message from his managers, should it be consistent whether it's at AA, up here and now back at AAA?
Yeah, it is too, Corey. We're on the same page. Whether you're the guys in A, AA, AAA, Major Leagues, it's all the same, and we're just trying to get productive at bats, play the game, give us an effort, all that stuff that comes with productivity, and let it take care of itself. He's got all kinds of skills. Now it's just a matter of consistency.
Last minute of the program here today, as we touched on, big ball game today, a huge road trip upcoming. Carrasco can be really good. He follows Kluber around, and that has really worked well in his young career.
Yeah, that's the ideal. If you got a guy like Carrasco, a young kid with a high ceiling and pitches, and then you got Kluber out there that can lead the way, and Cy Young guy, you know, that's not a bad combination.
Always appreciate the time. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
All right, Terry Ryan joining us here on this Sunday at Target Field. It's a warm day. Twins and the Indians one more time. Twins going after the series win. It'll be Malone 5-3 and Carrasco 11-8. Chris Atterbury at today's pregame show is coming up momentarily. Chris will also be joined by Brad Stowell. A lot of minor league news this week, so stay tuned for that as well on today's Minor League Report. Twins and the Tribe coming up at 1:10, but Chris's pregame show is moments away. Thanks for tuning in each and every Sunday right here on your home for Twins baseball.
This has been a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.